Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, yesterday, when I was saying the 8 o'clock Mass in the morning, there was a little house fly. Maybe it was a church fly. I'm not sure if there's a difference. But in any case, there was a fly buzzing about the altar in the side chapel over there. And it landed on the corporal, which is a little piece of white linen on which the Blessed Sacrament lies during the Mass after the consecration. It landed on the corporal, and then it went all over the altar cloths, and a couple times it landed on my hand just to annoy me, and it even landed on the chalice at some point. Thank goodness it didn't get inside the chalice. But it landed pretty much wherever its sticky, grimy little feet wanted to land. And there is nothing to do about it except to try to shoo it away discreetly sometimes, but it would just keep coming back. And I've never had a fly that was so persistent. Usually it's only partway through Mass, and then eventually they'll leave you alone. But this was the whole time. My first thought was it was Beelzebub, the prince of flies. But then all of a sudden the thought hit me. Saint Teresa and the flies. Did you know that she had her trouble with flies? When she was on her deathbed, she was already 24 years old. She was 24 when she died, so she was really young. She was on her deathbed. She had tuberculosis and would oftentimes cough up blood and things like that. And it caused her an awful lot of pain. And when she was lying in her sickbed near death, the flies just kept coming in and landing on her and swarming around. And do you know what she did? She did nothing about it. She only said that they used to torment and bother her and cause her a lot of annoyance, but she would never harm them. And this is why. She said, I always give them their freedom, the flies. She would always let them go. They alone have caused me misery during my sickness. I have no enemies. And since God asks that we pardon our enemies, I'm happy to have this opportunity for doing so. So she just forgave the flies and let them go and do their job torturing her. Now, here we have Saint Teresa. She's the greatest of saints. Another saint, Pope Pius X, called her the greatest saint of modern times. And yet, the only thing that we ever read about her is, well, we don't read about her miracles in her lifetime. She didn't work any in her lifetime. We don't read how she was put in the arena and eaten by lions or suffered bloodshed for the faith. None of that. She didn't live in a desert. The only thing we read is that whenever someone annoyed her, she would smile sweetly. And if a fly bothered her, she wouldn't kill it. And if she got splashed with dirty laundry water, she wouldn't wipe the drops of water off of her face for fear of offending the other person. And when the nun behind her clacked her rosary beads, she didn't complain. Even though she said it annoyed her so much, and she had to fight against her anger so much that she began sweating in chapel. And we read how she also struggled to pray the rosary. She, naturally speaking, she found it to be very difficult to pray the rosary. But she forced herself to do it anyway. And she'd fall asleep in church during meditation, and she would simply offer it up as one of her weaknesses. See, these are the things that we read about the little flower, and those are the very things that made her the greatest saint of modern times. It's offering up the little things in life for love of God that will make us saints. It's not sitting around waiting for the lions to come in and bite our heads off of our necks. Nope. That's not going to be happening to any of us anytime soon. It's the things that will make us saints is to do your duties, to do them well, to do them to please God. Now, what are your duties, children? Right now, your duty is to behave in church and to worship God. to prepare yourselves, those of you that receive Holy Communion, to prepare your souls to receive Jesus into your heart. And then afterwards, to make a little thanksgiving and not to be looking around. And the choir has the duty of singing sweetly to Almighty God. And then when you go back to school, well, you get lunch and recess. That's your duty. Enjoy that part. And then it's back to class. By doing those things and doing them well, that's how you'll become a saint. And when someone gets on your nerves, just try to smile. It might be hard, but try to smile. And that is, those are the things that will make you all saints. So children, today, that's what I want you to try to do. Imitate the little flower. If you want to become a saint, if you want to go to heaven and to see your angel one day and to see your favorite saint, whoever that might be, and to see Our Lady and God Himself, then start now to become a saint by doing the little things and doing them to please God and doing them as well as you possibly can. Pray hard. Offer up throughout the day little sacrifices. Don't complain when things go badly. Just smile and do your duties well, offering all to the good God for love of the good God. And that's how you'll become saints, children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.